Facebook Supreme Court member Tawakkal Karman says Trump fed wave of hate and intolerance. By Alam Bokhari on November 6, 2020. Tawakkal Karman, a member of Facebook's Oversight Board, also known as the Facebook Supreme Court, said that a loss for President Donald Trump would bring an end to a wave of hate and intolerance across the world. The Oversight Board, a semi-independent body the social network created earlier this year that allegedly has the power to decide whether content banned by Facebook stays banned or is restored on appeal. With hashtag Trump's fall, the wave of hate and intolerance will end not only in hashtag America but also across the world. USA is moving towards ending one of the fiercest waves of hate in modern history, said Oversight Board member Tawakkal Karman. Karman, who Facebook has appointed to rule on content moderation appeals, is a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood, according to a report by Newsbusters. Four of the board's members are connected with liberal billionaire megadonor George Soros, giving him more influence on the board than the entire conservative movement. The board's most radical member, for example, is Tawakkal Karman, a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. She announced in a June 7 tweet amidst international destructive protests that she is standing with the revolutions. The Muslim Brotherhood has a violent reputation, including its Hamas division, the terrorist organization that attacks Israel. The Facebook Oversight Board announced Karman as a member on May 6 and has been heavily criticized for it. The purportedly neutral Oversight Board, aimed at lending legitimacy to Facebook's censorship, is packed with left-wing, anti-Trump figures, as Breitbart News previously reported. These include a former Social Democrat Prime Minister of Denmark, the former editor-in-chief of the left-wing Guardian newspaper in Britain, and someone who once compared Trump to Hitler. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, Hashtag Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.